Up next is Chris Monson. From his album Seldom in the Well, we're going to listen to the track Where the Leaf Has Been.
After many years of training, expectations, love, and dedication, Mel Breeze is sharing all of her thoughts and feelings that she kept hidden inside for years. With the release of her 9th album titled Animazonia, it was produced by Jimmy Haslip and Scott Kinsey. We'll take a listen to the classic, Masquenada.
Masquenada, sai da minha frente que eu passo. O samba está animado, que quero ir sambar. Este samba que misto de maracatu é samba de preto velho, samba de preto de. Mas que nada, samba como este da lacan وزينة وايكرة كيو شي نوفي نان Saida minha frente que quer passar Por samba está animado Que quero que samba Este samba que misto de maracatu É samba de preto velho Samba de preto du Mais que nada samba como este tá legal Você não vai querer Que eu chegue no final
You're tuned in to Modern Jazz Today with Jeff Williams and Carrie Gaffney. Up next is Reginald Sinji. He's got a new single out called The First Time. Then we'll check into Danette McMahon. Her album's called No More Excuses. And we'll check into Innocent Bystander. Let's dig in.
down the street, had no shoes on her feet. Was it by choice that her feet were bare? Did anyone at home know she wasn't there? It makes me wonder. Makes me wonder. Young boy with hunger in his eyes. Desperation can be so hard to hide. Was there food in his stomach or a mother's hand to hold? Has hopelessness finally taken its toll? It makes me wonder. I can't help but wonder. How can I turn my head and look the other way when the unspoken words can have so much to say? You're not an innocent bystander. Now the little girl's dancing with shoes on her feet. The young boy wears a smile 'cause he's had something to eat. Didn't take that much time to do what felt right. I sleep better knowing I wasn't an innocent bystander. Woman cries, she's been battered and bruised, ready to die, feels she's got nothing to lose. She hates to go home at the end of the day. Cruel words and a fist always get in the way. It makes me wonder. Ooh, it makes me wonder. Old man sits alone all day talking to himself. He sees his life like a book gathering dust on a shelf. People watch from a distance. They're afraid to come near. They can't tell that he's harmless. There's nothing to fear. Makes me wonder. Can't help but wonder. How can I turn my head and look the other way when the unspoken words can have so much to say? Do unto others kept pounding in my head. Then I heard a voice that clearly said, you're not an innocent bystander. She has a safe place to live. The old man tells his stories. He's got so much to give. It didn't take that much time to do what felt right. I sleep better knowing. I wasn't just an innocent bystander. Wasn't such an innocent bystander. Ooh. Wasn't such an innocent bystander.
Got it tuned in to Modern Jazz Today. Up next on the queue, Will Rainier from the album Traces. The track, Smoke and Mirrors.
that time again when we say goodbye, but only until next week. We look forward to having you join us next time on Modern Jazz Today, where we will be presenting today's artists, cutting their teeth and cutting the edge of sound. Join myself, Carrie Gaffney, and
Jeff Williams
when it's time to tune in and turn up again. We look forward to it.
Hi, I'm Margaret Cho. You're listening to CJFF 90.1 FM at Simon Fraser University.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. As the climate warms, many areas are experiencing more rain and flooding. And Jennifer Glenister, owner of New Morning Farm in central Pennsylvania, is feeling the consequences of extreme and unpredictable weather firsthand. At her farm, she grows organic fruits, vegetables, and herbs to sell at farmers markets.
Everything from arugula to zucchini.
Glenister says in the past, low-lying areas in her farm flooded regularly in the winter when vegetables were not growing, so she could prevent erosion by planting cover crops that hold soil in place with their roots. But now, she says floods sometimes hit during the early growing season and destroy young vegetable plants.
That's hard.
But she says losing soil to erosion is worse.
I can plant another crop. I can't replace the soil.
So to adapt to the changing climate, Glenister is now growing fewer crops in her low-lying fields. Instead, she's asking neighbors on higher ground to grow crops that she can buy and resell at farmers markets. She's determined to persevere.
It won't be the way it was. It won't be the way it is now. But I think within our community of farms, we can continue to grow food and serve our customers.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending